next on Life Today. Bible teacher Beth Moore.
You see how much of life can be spent in a pit? Do you see why we end up decorating the thing? Listen to me. We are about to take some pictures down. It's time to call the movers because you got a new place to live and it is not in the next pit.
Getting out of that pit, next on Life Today.
Hey, thank you very, very much. We welcome all of you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are welcoming you to Wednesdays with Beth. We're talking about her book, Get Out of That Pit. And she's going to be teaching Get Out of That Pit right here from one of the seminar teachings that she does for Wednesdays with Beth. But Beth's here. Would you like to welcome Beth Moore? She's sitting right here with me and with Betty right now. And let me just make clear, by the way, we really are glad to have you. You know that.
I am so delighted.
Are you enjoying Wednesdays with Beth? I mean, you do them, and it's a lot of work, but do you enjoy the whole journey?
I do enjoy it, but more than anything on the earth, James, I am so humbled by it, I don't know what to do. We set our TV, we're at TiVo's, so I can't tell you how many times Keith and I have walked in the house from a morning walk with our dogs, and there we are with you guys on the TV screen, and every single time we just stand back and our jaws drop to the ground and think, God, what kind of wonderful God do we have? He just really, honestly, he must either have a lot of grace or very poor taste.
You know what? You never asked. You never thought you'd be on television. You never asked to
never
be.
Never wanted to be.
Yeah, you told God you wouldn't be. He didn't want to be, but he told you don't tell him what you will and won't be.
Don't tell me what to do.
That's right. That's it. But here's the thing, Beth. We ask you. And a lot of people, even my own staff, leadership, who understands that airtime is expensive, that we've got projects all over the world, and why would you give a day to Beth to teach? And let me tell you why. We fell in love with Beth because our daughters told us how much Beth Moore had affected their lives. Mm-hmm. And we love our daughters, and we love our children. And then we saw what Beth was doing in the lives of people we love everywhere. And then we love people who had never heard the heart of God through her. And because we've told you, and we mean it, we love you as much as we love hungry children because you have a hungry heart and a need, perhaps. We want to meet it. We believe Beth adds something, a dimension that Betty and I don't have, something that the family of God has and that together we can offer so that we're all healthier. And we are thrilled that Beth is with us. She's teaching today. Now, she's with us all week. We're talking about Get Out of That Pit. We'll gladly send you the book. We've got some other books we're going to send. We want you to hear the entire series, 5 DVDs, 5 CDs if you'd like to have them. Who Will You Trust? Beth teaches Wednesdays with Beth. Since we're talking about Get Out of That Pit, here is Beth teaching that, and we'll be back in a few moments. But listen to her teaching Get Out of That Pit in the series, Who Will You Trust? Here's Beth.
Tell me A and B. There are three ways we can find ourselves in a pit, and I want you to tell me what they are. A was what?
Thrown in.
We can be thrown in. B?
Slip in.
We can slip in. So we've been thrown in. We've talked about slipping in. That brings us to point C. Point C is this. We can jump in. You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. You see, this is a brilliant group. You are a brilliant participant. We can jump in. And how exactly did you know we could jump in? We can plan sin. I want to show you something that conveys a little bit of this. I want you to turn with me to Psalm 19. Psalm 19, I want you to hear verses 12 and 13. This is the psalmist David, who I so dearly love and so look forward to meeting. It says in verse 12, who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Look at verse 13. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. This is a powerful verse because it's telling us what is possible by telling us what's happened so often in the life to get us in bondage to sin. Now, let me talk about what is possible, first of all. in the Christian life, it is a very fair question to ask. I mean, how together can we really get this thing? I mean, that's a fair question to ask. I know a number of people that have just really, they so abuse the whole concept of grace. That's just, you know, you just live like the devil because thank goodness we're saved. And I mean, we're just in this temple of human flesh and blood. And what else can we do? I mean, it's just a war till death. And certainly it is a war till death. But they've given up on the fight. And they've just decided that, you know, that there's grace and we're just going to live like we do, live in complete defeat, totally blow our witness. But this is how we are. Now, there's got to be something wrong with that. That is not the New Testament life that is conveyed to us of abundant, effectual testimony. That's not what the Word of God is telling us. But can we ever completely pull it together? Listen, anybody that appears to have all their stuff together, there is no such thing. Because this is just what we're dealing with. So there's no way we're going to pull this thing completely together. There will be no perfection for us on this earth. We pursue that upward calling. We pursue full throttle godliness. But we're never going to get this thing perfectly together. What is possible? This verse tells us. It's talking about something called blamelessness. We could call blamelessness walking blamelessly. And what it says is this, that there would be freedom from willful sins, and that is premeditated, arrogant, full of ourselves sin, and that there will not be an area of sin ruling over us. That is possible. The psalmist says, then we will be free of great transgression. You want to know what walking blamelessly is? That there's no area of sin that has dominion over you. I promise you that is possible. I used to walk in complete bondage to this or that area of sin. I know what it's like to walk with a sin and an area of bondage that has rule over me. We honestly can't, and there are people listening right now that do not believe that because they're basing it on their experience. Listen, the Word of God is not based on your experience. Our experience is not the plumb line of God's truth. God's Word is true. Where our experience doesn't match up to it, our experience is awry and is telling us a lie. Because we do not have to walk. We are not forced as human beings to just accept the fact that we will always have this addiction or that. That is a lie. And it's a cop-out because we don't want to do the hard work it would take. We don't want to do the hard work it would take. Don't want it bad enough. But it is possible for us. And what it's saying is that we can get to a place where our walk, the sin that we commit, is more reactive than proactive. That it is not willful in its nature, it is more reactive. For instance, where we get more to the place where we realize that we reacted badly to something and to somebody and we need to make a telephone call and we need to ask their forgiveness. But we didn't go into work that morning ready to chew them up and spit them out. Do you see the difference? We just inadvertently ended up chewing them up and spitting them out. It was not what we really meant to do that day at work. Are you relating with me? That's reactive instead of proactive. Willful sin is, I'm going to go in today and I'm going to turn her every which way but loose. She ain't going to have a hair on her head when I get finished with her. Proactive sin. Proactive willful sin is what getting in a pit that we jumped into is all about. Now, we may not have known it was going to be a pit, but we willfully, some of us know, all of us, at one time or another, and in one dimension or another, we tend to think in terms of the really big sins, but you don't have to commit adultery and plan it in order to find yourself in a pit. Amen. There are all sorts of ways that we plan sin, and then we realize when we look around, what kind of mess am I in? Do you see how much of life can be spent in a pit? Do you see why we end up decorating the thing? Listen to me. We are about to take some pictures down. It's time to call the movers. You understand what I'm saying? Because we've already designated that one thing in our broad context of what it takes to be in a pit, we have already substantiated that, biblically speaking, it is anything that gets us in a situation, a negative situation that we cannot get ourselves out of. That is what constitutes a pit. So no matter how we got into the pit, every pit has two things in common. We cannot get out of it ourselves. We cannot get ourselves out of a pit. But we can get out. We can get out. There is absolutely no pit so deep you cannot get out of it. Absolutely no pit. You are not in the one pit you cannot be delivered from. But let me tell you, there are two ways we can get out of the pit, biblically speaking. And I want you to go with me in one way, just allegorically, just for the sake of making an example today. Some person can pull us out of a pit, or God can pull us out of the pit. I want you to think about whether a human being, when a human being is the person that pulls us out of a pit, what would our biblical example be? Well, Joseph's brothers. We're going to go back to that for just a moment. Now, what I realize here, and this is where the parallel does not match up perfectly, God's sovereignty was at work when they pulled Joseph out of the pit and they sold him off into slavery. That was God's absolute sovereignty. But I want to just get you to go with me a place that I believe is biblically sound, that when we are in a pit and it is a human being that in our minds has pulled us out and not God, they will sell us off into slavery every single time. Every single time it is a human being that we see as our personal Savior. And no, we're not calling them Jesus. We're just acting like they are. Is that making sense to anybody? Anytime it is a person that we are convinced pulled us out of a pit, they will sell us off into bondage. We will be in slavery. The only deliverer that we have that will not sell us off into slavery is Jesus Christ. There is no other way. Now, one time I taught on a dimension of this, and a woman lifted her hand up in a very large audience, and somehow I thought to myself, I needed to answer her question, and that just does not happen in a really large group. And I knew that the Holy Spirit had ordained it. I knew she had a question every one of them wanted to ask. She said, "Does that mean we shouldn't see a counselor?" Whoa! I was so glad that she brought that up. I said, "Absolutely not. I'm a huge proponent of sound, godly counseling. But a good counselor will make absolutely sure you know who your deliverer is. Someone can help you see who your deliverer is. But if they themselves, if that person in your mind, if it translates into your psyche that that person is your deliverer, you're in bondage. You're in bondage. Jesus alone. Jesus alone. So often uses human vessels to point the way. But there is only one deliverer, and that is Christ Jesus. Looking back at Psalm 40, He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Verse 4, blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust. See, we get into so much bondage because the issue really is, and this is another lesson entirely, we don't trust Him. Just flat don't trust Him. So, we end up trusting something or someone else and find ourselves in the bondage of our lives. I want to conclude with you in verse 8. It says in verse 8, I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I love the version that says, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is within my heart. Listen carefully, girls, because here's the thing. I don't just want to be free. I want you to be free. It's just part of the way the Lord made me. Because Jesus has brought me so much personal happiness and joy, pure gladness of soul, it's not enough for me. Because I just was given that thing in me that says, I don't want to just have it for myself. I want them to have it. I want you to have it. I want you to know freedom. I want you to know the fullness of Christ. I want your lives to be profoundly effective in fruit bearing. And this was key to me. This was absolutely key to me. As long as we just walk the thing out without it finally getting to our hearts, we will always find ourselves back in a pit. Every single time. You will never stay out of that pit for long if you just do what you think you should. Should will never carry you for long. It never will. Until God makes it with that truth all the way from your head down into your heart, until you have totally accepted. Your God is for you. He's not trying to take your fun away. He's not just bound up. He says, my commands, Deuteronomy 10, verse 13, are for you. I mean, he said to me before in his own language, in my own heart, I am trying to save your scrawny neck here. Why don't you work with me? Anybody? I know what I'm doing with you, Beth. You got yourself into this mess. If you listen to me and would trust that I have your best interest in mind and I'm not just out to take away your good time, maybe we would get someplace. Till finally, you're not driven by what you know you ought to do, but it has become your desire to do it. Now listen, do not misunderstand me. It starts with what I ought to do. Because that does not happen very often from the beginning. If we've been in habitual sin, we begin taking those first steps out of that pit by going, okay, I know no matter how much I want to do this, this is where I've got to be. But it cannot remain there. If it remains there, you'll head back into that pit. Because when it all comes down, are you listening to me? We're going to do what we want to do. When it all ends up, in the long term, this I promise you, you're going to do in the long term what you want to do. Would you say that's true? And that's why God had to come to me and change my want to. I had a self-destructive want. Oh, somebody understands what I'm saying. I had a self-destructive want to. Anybody but me? And now I want to tell you something. Now, I am a spoiled brat in Jesus.
Amen.
I am. You know why? Because I get so much of what I want. I can't tell you how much of what I want I get. You want to know why? Because God performed a miracle on my mind and on my heart, and He changed my desires to His desires. I no longer have that taste I used to have for those obsessions I had, those addictions I had. Now I want to be free. I want Jesus. I want to obey Him. I want His freedom. I want Him. I want Him. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And you have never, ever been in more bondage than me. So don't you give me that. Don't you try to tell me that that may have worked for me, but I have no idea what you... I have been there. I know this one. I know this one by heart. And I know He can dramatically change your want to. But you got to want Him to. Till your want to nearly destroys you, what will it take? What will it take until our personal desires that are so askewed from being thrown in, from slipping in and jumping in, how long until we're totally destroyed? Listen to me. We are not totally destroyed today. If you belong to Christ, the enemy cannot destroy you. He can make you think you're destroyed, but child, you are not destroyed. You have not gone too far, and you have not stayed too long. It is time for the moving van to come. You take down your pictures because you got a new place to live, and it is not in the next pit.
Amen.
It's in the spacious place, in the spacious place, where there's some fresh air, where the grass is green, where the wind is blowing,
I want to say something to you. I see so many of your tears, and you've got me about to cry myself. I'm so tender to it, and I do not miss it. And I don't know what's happening with you on the other side of that screen, but I know this. Your God loves you. It's not been too long. It's not been too deep. And your God has made sure that you have heard this message today because your deliverer has come today.
To obtain information on Beth's teaching materials and for her speaking schedule, visit us online at lifetoday.org.
And that message is directed to you. He lifted me out of a horrible pit. The psalmist said that. Betty knows that. Beth knows she was lifted after abuse, horrible challenges that damaged. And she says, if God can free her, and boy, I'm telling you, you ought to read it. You heard her. You know, you can get in the pit many different ways, but you can't get out by yourself. You need some help. And I'm telling you now what she put in the book. For me and Betty to be sitting and reading the book to one another. She's got her copy. I got mine. We're reading it to each other. She said, you listen to this. I said, well, you listen to this. And then I have to call Beth and say, Beth, thank you for what you shared, because here's how it's helped me. One thing I notice is not all deliverance is instant. Sometimes it's a process. Well, Beth, I want you to know that I'm glad you're here, and we're talking all week. We're going to give every viewer an opportunity to get Betty's testimony, Free to Be Me. And I think her testimony, unlike ours, she didn't seem to have all the baggage you and I claim to have. She seemed like she was a sweet little church girl, and yet she was totally loaded up and in fear. And
that's the scariest kind, because ours was outright. We knew.
It was obvious.
There was just no other way to think
about it. I was trying to hide mine.
This is really scary, because you can live in a stronghold and a pit of insecurity and fear and despair for the rest of your life and not call it that.
She was very religious.
That's right. That's right.
And yet she was defeated. And there are a lot of people, members of churches, even people who really have met the Lord, and then a lot of people are in churches who haven't really met the Lord, and they're just held captive. They're truly prisoners. Betty was like that, Free to Be Me, and it's a real miracle. We want to send you the book. And then I wrote an entire series on the life you're fighting for. And Beth, the series that you did on Who Will You Trust, of which Get Out of That Pit is a part, it's dynamite. It's spiritual dynamite, and it's available on CD or DVD. We'd love to send you those wonderful teachings, too, on the audio and the video series, DVD or CD. We're simply asking you to pray about making a gift of $89 or more. We wanted to share this because we wanted viewers all over the world to have the experience of renewing the mind, not only being freed up, but renewing the mind. We actually had a psychologist here recently that said it is confirmable. It's something you can actually see, where the damage to the brain and the damage to the heart from heartache or from bitterness or unforgiveness, and where a stronghold in your brain, you can actually see the imprint. And it's like little tentacles almost on a plant. It's like something choking it out, and that's actually in the brain. And I've watched weeds choke flowers out to where they don't have any more blossom or beauty. And that's actually happening. You can see it in the brain. It's amazing that the spiritual truths of the Word of God and that you share, it really is happening even physically.
It is the most fascinating thing. When you were telling me about that earlier, we should not be surprised about that.
No.
You know, when I had the opportunity to be here on the set and be with the people that had come as our studio audience for our time about getting out of the pit, that was before I wrote the book. That was when I decided that was going to go down in paper.
Right.
Because we had such an encounter in this room, and even if we can't talk one-on-one and can't really open it up for discussion on the TV, I can still tell by looking at their faces. I thought, okay, all right, this is the third time I've given this message over the last year in three different sets of people, and I'm telling you, this is something that is resonating. And I knew it because they were such together-looking people, just like we have in this room today, so like so many others on the other side of that screen, and yet in such despair and in such deep darkness, feeling stuck in their circumstances.
And that is the truth. And Jesus said he came to set the captives free.
Yes.
And then he said, as my Father sent me, even so send I you, the followers. We're here to help others get free, but it takes free people to free people. And all of us are acknowledging that even as believers, even knowing the Lord, you can be a prisoner. You can be in a pit, either falling in it, being thrown in it, or jumping in it. However we get in, it's still a pit. Doesn't matter how you get in, doesn't matter what you call it. And we need help to get out. When we get out, We need a renewing process. And Beth, we're going to talk in the next program we do some about the confessions. You actually go through a day-by-day prayer confession, and we're going to deal with crying out. We're going to agree, and we're going to discuss what it means to confess and to consent, to agree with God. You need to get the book. I hope you'll call right now and ask for it. We encourage you to make gifts to simply help us keep sharing, to help us maintain the outreaches of life at this time of the year. We need to hear from all of our friends. If you appreciate the message, the purpose, the outreaches of life, then you stand with us. All right? Would you pray about making a gift of $49 and ask for the printed material? Or if you want the books along with the DVD and the CDs, preferably consider a gift of $89. That'll help us share the love of God in areas all over the world, as well as this outreach to you and your friends. Thank you for making that call. Thanks for watching. With all our heart, we want to see you out of the pit. That's God's will for you. Thanks for making the call. Thanks for your prayers and your help.
Ever been in a pit? Are you in one now? Is somebody you love living there? Don't think for one second God wants you there. In her book, Get Out of That Pit, Beth Moore shares her experience as a former pit dweller who had to be delivered from a life of bone-chilling darkness. Filled with hope and real answers, Get Out of That Pit provides the path to get your life back on track. James and Beth's passion is to see you break through the chains and enjoy the life God intended for you. And so with your gift today of $49 or more to make the outreaches of life possible around the world, we would like to send you Beth's book, along with James' book, The Life You're Fighting For, and Betty Robison's Free to Be Me. For a gift of $89 or more, in addition to receiving these life-changing books, you will also receive Beth's powerful audio and video series, Who Will You Trust? In this five-part series, including her teaching on Get Out of That Pit, Beth teaches you how to move faith from your head to your heart.
Your God loves you. It's not been too long. It's not been too deep. And your God has made sure that you have heard this message today because your deliverer has come today.
This dynamic collection is available this week only, so please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Betty, I've really enjoyed the week. I've enjoyed listening to Beth, and we're going to be sharing again tomorrow. I think it's been great.
It's been wonderful. Of course, I always enjoy Wednesdays with Beth, especially, but just to have her the whole week, that's been fabulous.
It's super. You want to say thanks to Beth Moore for being here. We'll see her again tomorrow. Beth, thank you. Look forward to tomorrow. Always, and tell your friends, every Wednesday, Beth Moore is teaching on Life Today, Wednesday with Beth, and we hope we'll see you every day.
It's a hole the enemy hopes to bury us alive in.
Tomorrow, Beth Moore provides hope for those stuck in a pit. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.